from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Let me tell you that our baseball coverage on 610 is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Earlier today, I got the opportunity to catch up with Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Always an honor and a treat to catch up with Denny. Our conversation started with giving Royals fans a lot of credit who showed up in force this weekend to support the Royals.
Yeah, I agree. And I was surprised that the Sunday crowd was bigger than the Saturday evening crowd. Or it was, well, not evening, late afternoon at 3 o'clock start. I'm not sure how that fits in with a lot of people's Saturday schedule, but yeah, it was a tremendous weekend all around.
Let's start with Friday. This was a Hall of Fame weekend. I guess I ask you about going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. What was your induction into the Royals Hall of Fame like?
Well, it was exciting. It was, I had my family here, and it was tremendous. My mom, my three brothers, and other people and friends, and yeah, it was a gala weekend. And the one thing that I take away from it, my mom, who's always been very blunt, she raised four boys, so she had to be. And as Herc Robinson introduced me as the newest member of the Royals Hall of Fame, as I got ready to stand up and give my speech, my mom grabbed me by the knee and she said, "Keep it short," meaning my speech. And I'm thinking, "Mom, this is the only time in my life I'm going to be able to do this, and you want me to keep it short?" I said, but that was my mom, and I understood.
What do you get for being in the Royals Hall of Fame? I'm guessing, you know, for being in the Baseball Hall of Fame, they give you a nice jacket, you get a ring, you get something to commemorate that you were in the ultimate, you know, baseball museum. What do you get for being in the Royals Hall of Fame?
Well, number one, you get a blazer that has a nice Hall of Fame patch on it. And my most prized possession of that weekend, quite likely, is the wonderful portrait that John Martin paints for everybody who goes into the Hall of Fame. And his paintings of all the Hall of Famers are just magnificent. And I treasure that. I always will. It's just a tremendous memento of a wonderful weekend.
I'm going to guess that the greatest compliment for you is, I'm sure that someone has come up to you and they're in their, you know, 30s or 40s, and they say, "Hey, I've been listening to you as a kid," and you and I have talked about it, that you have been the soundtrack to so many people's summer, whether it's fishing or, you know, spending time with their father or their grandfather. Like, you have been so key in so many people's lives.
Well, and that's always good to hear. And the great thing I had going for me was I was basically a kid when I started. So I had a chance for longevity, and so it's really played out that way. I had no idea that I was going to be in Kansas City for all these years, because growing up in the central part of Illinois, I was getting the Cardinals every night, and I could also listen to the Cubs in the afternoon. And of course, you could get the White Sox, and at night when the weather was right, I could spin the dial around and get, oh, Ernie Harwell in Detroit. I could get the broadcast out of Minnesota. I could get Pittsburgh and listened to Bob Prince. So that was always fun for me. And at that point in time, I had no idea, no ambitions about broadcasting. I was just in love with baseball. And basically, when you're that age, and up until you get out of college, while you're thinking about playing, you're not thinking about broadcasting.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals, Denny Matthews, with a great weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Last question about the Hall of Fame, and I do want to get your thoughts on Bo Jackson. When was the last time that you got a chance to walk through the Royals Hall of Fame? I haven't been there in a couple of years, but when you go in there and you see all the history and the artifacts, and they have the nice George Brett where they have 3,000 baseballs put up, it's a really nice museum.
It really is. Curt Nelson has done a magnificent job on the Royals Hall of Fame, and I don't know what the numbers are, but people, especially from out of town, who come into the ballpark, maybe it's an hour and a half before the game, and they cruise through the Hall of Fame, and I know it's exciting for them, and they begin to understand the history and the tradition of the Kansas City Royals, and I'm sure it's very instructive for those people, and I'm sure a lot of people who live pretty close to the ballpark have been through the Royals Hall of Fame. If you haven't, I put that on your must-do list.
I want to get your Bo Jackson stories and memories about Bo. I just watched his 30 for 30. I'd seen it before, but just there's been so much Bo conversation over the last few days. I just went back and I rewatched it. You know, you've seen almost every great baseball player over the last 50 years or so, but the way that people talk about Bo Jackson is so different. You had a front row seat to Bo for 5 years here in Kansas City. What was it like to watch him every day?
You never knew what was going to happen. And I think a lot of people came to the ballpark with the thought that we may see something on this field tonight or today that we've never seen in our lives. And I can tell you, and I know that you're not surprised, or the listeners, I saw things that I never thought I would see on a baseball field. And he did things that other baseball players could only dream about. But it was just such tremendous athleticism. And Bo would tell you, I wish I would have played in the minor leagues another year and a half, and I'd have been a better player when I came up. And he was learning on the job. He was not a great baseball player when he arrived at Kauffman Stadium for his first big league game. He had a long way to go. And it takes a long time to assimilate yourself into the major league, the way they think, they do things, and how you have to prepare for a game and what you do after the games. And he was very much in the learning process, but his extraordinary athletic ability allowed him to do things, like we just said, that people and probably Bo never even dreamed about. So very unusual athlete. He was definitely unique.
Have you ever seen any athlete that was anywhere close to Bo? Like you mentioned Shohei Ohtani, who, you know, at times could be maybe the best hitter in baseball and can then give you a complete game. But we're talking about such a different kind of athlete. Like, I looked this up. In 1989, Bo Jackson hit 30 home runs, 100 RBIs, had over 25 stolen bases, and also ran for 900 yards in the NFL. There is not a human being alive that can do anything close to that. Can you think of a baseball athlete that you would say, all right, Bo's the best athlete I saw. Who's next in that conversation?
Oh, man, I'd have to go through the list. I wouldn't pinpoint anybody at the moment. I will say this. Bobby Witt has tremendous athletic ability, and he has all the tools to be a great player, a Hall of Famer, if he lingers long enough and is productive throughout, we hope, a long, long career, because he has a powerful throwing arm. He has amazing speed. I'd love to see a race with Witt and Bo Jackson in their prime. He has very good power. He has the ability to hit 300 or better. He's hitting over 300 right now. He has the ability to think the game, and I think for Witt that is huge. He just has a great baseball IQ. He has a tremendous feel for what is going on in the moment, whether it's a defensive play, a base-running play, what to do when he has the bat in his hand, what's the score, what's the situation, do we have runners on base, what do I do tonight to help us win the game? And he processes that probably in the on-deck circle. And now he comes to home plate and tries to execute what, in his mind, he thinks is going to help the Royals win the game that night. And that's a tremendous package, all that I just described, and I probably missed a couple things that he can do and has the ability to do because of his athleticism, but if I skipped one, I apologize.
Denny, I was reading a story, and it said that Bobby Witt Jr. can get from home to third base in 11 seconds. That doesn't even sound realistic. Like, I'm sitting there using my fingers and toes to try to count. To get from home to third base in 11 seconds, you are moving incredibly fast.
Yeah, and not only do you have to have extraordinary speed, you have to know how to run the bases. You have to know how to cut the bases so that you're taking the most direct line from home plate to home plate, or home plate to third, or home plate to second. And just little subtle things like if he runs out a double, watch the way he makes his way around first base. It's almost picture perfect. And those are the little things that allow you to go from here to there so quickly.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, for a couple of more minutes here. I haven't heard too many people talk about this, Denny, but part of me kind of feels that if Seth Lugo, if he played for the Orioles, I feel like he'd be at the top of the Cy Young conversation. If he played for the Yankees, I feel like people would put him in the Cy Young conversation. I mean, we are halfway through the season, and Seth Lugo has been one of the three or four best starting pitchers in the American League.
Yeah, and if he continues on the track that he's on right now, he will be at the top of the conversation. I can promise you that. I think everybody and Seth Lugo himself may be surprised by how well it's going for him this year. He's having kind of a dream year at this point in time, and you just hope that nobody pinches him and then something happens. But he's so solid, and he, again, here's another guy who has a great idea of what he's doing in a baseball game, a great IQ, a great feel for pitching. And you can talk about a guy standing out there on the mound throwing 102 miles an hour fastball. Oh, that's wonderful. But does he have an idea? Does he know what he's doing? Does he have good command? Does he have a good secondary pitch or two? And Lugo has a secondary pitch or four, and he uses his fastball very well. I was comparing him. When Ryan and I were doing the game yesterday, we started to talk about Greg Maddux and Seth Lugo and the comparison. Now, Lugo's much bigger. Aside from that, they really process how to pitch pretty much the same way. Maddux was a genius. He was a genius the way he thought through the game and through the process of going, you know, his case, a lot of times, nine innings. And Lugo usually is done after six or seven. And that's one of the differences. But, man, he's having a great year.
Sometimes, Denny, I feel like sports is really simple. I'm watching the Royals this week as they won a series against Miami. They took 3 out of 4 from Cleveland. It's simple to me. This team got back to getting incredible starting pitching. How the Royals got off to the really hot start, how they won this weekend was they have one of the better rotations, and when they're healthy and you're getting quality starts, it's going to give you a chance to win every single day.
You have probably heard me say this before when you and I have talked. No team, to my knowledge, has ever won a championship without a solid, consistent starting rotation. Now, that isn't quite as important now as it was a few years ago, because now you have to say no team is going to win a championship without a solid, consistent bullpen. And we remember how the Royals bullpen, the big three, came out of the bullpen, Ned Yost, the manager. If the Royals were in front after six innings, with our bullpen, the three guys coming out of the pen, that game was over. We'll see you tomorrow night. And so starting rotation has been terrific. The bullpen has been pretty good. But we need maybe another guy or two in the bullpen. Aside from that, the pitching has been so solid. And look at the Royals' record, and that would confirm it.
I guess, Denny, last thing here before I get you out of here. This just popped in my head. Denny, why do they keep changing the rules to the home run derby? Like, the home run derby seems like the most simple thing. Have Shohei Ohtani, hey, you get 5 outs. Hey, Mike Trout, you get 5 outs. Gunnar Henderson, you get 5 outs. Like, why do they keep changing the rules for something that seems like it should be so straightforward?
That's a great question, and I do not have the answer. I'll be honest, I haven't seen the Home Run Derby for the last 2 years. So if you sit me down in front of the television for the Home Run Derby, you're going to have to tell me what the rules are, because I really don't know. Why do they keep changing them? Maybe they think it's fan-friendlier. I don't know.
I mean, last year, so what it was each player got 3 minutes, and then, so you hit as many home runs as you could in 3 minutes. You could call one timeout. Then if you hit so many home runs over a certain feat, you then got extra time added to it. Like, why are we doing all of this? Like, this just seems really simple. Hey, you know, you can hit as many home runs. If you don't hit a home run with this swing, then that counts as an out. Like, I don't know why we need to complicate the rules. So now they're doing it, Denny, where you can get a maximum of 40 pitches. You get 40 pitches in the first and second round, and we see how many home runs you can hit with 40 pitches.
Well, should be fun.
That's Denny Matthews, Hall of Fame voice of the Royals, joining us. Denny, always appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.